Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. Before we do that, my friends, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are abounding in love, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things and the desire of our hearts. You are the exalted one and the forgiver, the good shepherd and the heir of all things, the image of the invisible God, and you are Jesus, the keeper of our souls, the light of the world, our mediator, and nothing is impossible with you. You are the opener of our hearts and the passionate one. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, our rock and our salvation, the truth and the life and the way. You are understanding and the victory that we need. Lord, you are wonderful and excellent and the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Lord, thank you for being zealous for us. It is incredible. Father, we bow before you in awesome awe and praise for you. And Lord, we pray that you help us with our unbelief, for we all come before you because we know you are God. And we ask you to help us in those times where we forget and try to be an educator on our own power. Lord, empower us today that we may empower others through the love of Jesus Christ. Help us to be your ambassadors and to spread your love and your light all around our school campuses. Lord, we love you. We thank you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this in the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 and on day 172. So let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 11, verse 6, from the NIV, the New International Version. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. From the RSV, from the Revised Standard Version. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. From the King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And from the Living Bible, you can never please God without faith, without depending on him. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely look for him. The Word of God, Hebrews 11, verse 6. What a beautiful gift for this day and every day. I wrote you a little note, my friends, after I gathered this promise in the four translations that I simply call the Note to the Educator. I'm going to read this to you from my heart to yours. The Note to the Educator. God's promises are true, whether we believe them or not. This promise in Hebrews 11:6 spells out the conditions. We must have faith in him. We please him when we believe that he exists. We believe that he rewards those who seek him. We are dependent upon him for all our needs. As Christian educators, we stand firm in our faith that God has purposed us to be his servants in the public schools and that he will give us all we need to serve our students and colleagues. Hallelujah to the King. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in God's promises today. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we pray in all kinds of ways. And one of my favorites is praying with others on campus. And if you haven't had that experience, I encourage you to pray about it. Because there is a prayer partner for you on your campus. There's no doubt about it. And especially at the end of the year when all of the things are in crisis mode, it seems, or in at least high pressure mode. We need that peace. We need to stop and rely and depend on Him, and to do it with a partner, an accountability partner or a prayer partner, is priceless. I encourage you to find one other person and pray before school or after school, for that is totally legal. And people think, you know, oh, you can't pray in school. You most certainly can. And if you can have a shower, a baby shower, or a birthday party, or whatever you have, you can have a prayer group too. And it just, you know, be discreet, be welcoming, and make it open, and don't hide. Let it be known. You know, tell your principal what you're doing, and let them know that you're praying for them, and ask for their blessing. If they're uncomfortable, we have tons of resources on our website at www.ceai.org that spells out the legal guidelines for being a Christian in the public schools. But one of my favorites is a pamphlet called Free to Speak. And if you haven't seen that yet, it is put out by Gateways for Better Education, and it is taking the United States religious freedom guidelines in the public schools and placing them in a beautiful little pamphlet style. And there's just 7 highlights, 7 points that you can do legally in the public schools. And one of them is having a prayer group. And so I encourage you to become knowledgeable on your religious guidelines, your freedoms, and then to do them gracefully. Now, one of the things you can do immediately is to join us at 1:16 p.m. each day. For that is a private, devout, very reverent, and prayer of unity for hundreds, if not someday thousands, of Christians in the public schools are setting their alarm and pausing and praying with each other. Today, we are praying for endurance for each remaining school day. Now, who doesn't need that? But if you don't remember that prompt when your alarm goes off, just pray. It is just a short prayer, a reminder of who your leader is and who is your source of joy and wisdom. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And we chose that time based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. And today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it Obedience, the prayer. Dear Lord, I want to do the things you are asking of me and not run after things of my own choosing. Please help me. I want to honor you and bless you. Amen. And the scripture she chose is Isaiah 50, verse 5. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. How many of you have at least one student who is always doing things to please you? They are often found emptying the pencil sharpener, fixing books on a shelf, helping other students, cleaning up or fixing something. If this does not sound like a problem to you, what if you did not ask them to do these things, but you had asked them to do other things and they are not getting them done? This student runs himself or herself ragged, trying to please you or to get your positive attention, doing what seems to be helpful and good things, but it only frustrates or even angers you. I actually had a student tell me that since everyone else was doing the math sheet, he thought cleaning the paper off the floor from our art time was a better thing for him to be doing for me. In his mind, I would be better served with one less math paper to grade and a clean floor. Now, I have to ask, have you ever acted this way towards God? You work yourself into a frenzy, even to exhaustion, doing good things, but you do not do what He has specifically asked you. It may be that you love Him so much that you want to do for Him. Or maybe you have been so busy trying to think of things to do for Him that you didn't hear Him when He told you what He wanted you to do. Sometimes you might even think that you can better please Him by doing these other things. With this perspective, do you better understand that student right now? Do you also understand God's frustration? Has God told you to do something lately that you have not done? What type of things do you ignore or put off, and why? How can each of us carry out the attribute of being obedient in our daily environments, the classroom, the hallways, meetings, the cafeteria, the office, etc. And that is our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. And these can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. And feel free to share. That is the purpose. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is written by Kenneth Patton. And he said, "By the choices and acts of our lives, we create the person that we are." And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I would love to remind you of our awesome promise from today. And it was in Hebrews 11, verse 6. "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Almighty God, our great Lord, we believe. We not only believe that you exist, we believe that you are. Oh Lord, you are everything to us, our guide, our leader, our shepherd, the Lord of wisdom and grace and mercy. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice, to be listening, and to do those things that will help others to see you too. Great God and mighty King, thank you for this new day. Thank you for your love. Help us to bless those that we touch today. We ask you for all of this because you are God alone. We love you, adore you, and need you. We ask for all of this in the incredible name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.
Shout and sing.